Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. Joining us is Jeff Wilkin, veteran journalist with the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Dave, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. We start today with what is very typical in New York State in the new year, and that's the State of the State address from Governor Andrew Cuomo, set to kick off at 1:30 p.m. this afternoon. WAMC, as we always do, will air that live.
Yes, Governor Cuomo will give the 2020 State of the State today at Albany's Empire State Plaza Convention Center. The governor has released more than 30 proposals, including the expansion of Penn Station and passage of a state equal rights amendment. While those two are among the major parts of state business, another smaller measure will please skiers. The rebuilding of the Mid-Station Lodge at White Face Mountain Ski Resort is also on the schedule.
From there, let's go to what has been showing up in many, many newspapers across New York State, and that is the Assembly Minority Leader, now former, Brian Cole from Canandaigua, New York, who was arrested for DWI on New Year's Eve, and there's more details that have come out on that.
Yes, and a story that has drawn interest from around New York. State Assemblyman Brian Cole, who tested at twice the legal alcohol limit after a New Year's Eve crash, he initially blamed the accident on his wife. The new information comes from court papers. A AAA responder, that's American Automobile Association, found Kolb's SUV down an embankment about 100 feet from the lawmaker's driveway in Victor outside Rochester. The responder said he saw a man emerge from the SUV with his hands up, according to court papers. "My wife was driving," Kolb told the man. "You know how women drive." By the time Ontario County Sheriff's deputies showed up, Kolb had changed his story. The Republican was first elected to the Assembly in 2000. He had been serving as minority leader, but has stepped down.
We have a story also in the paper today about Ellis Medicine in Schenectady. Give us the update.
Yes, Ellis Medicine will discontinue outpatient surgeries at its McClellan Street campus this year and move the procedures and the doctors and nurses who perform them to Bellevue and Ellis hospitals. The move was prompted by the fact that Bellevue, Ellis, and McClellan, all within 2.5 miles of each other, are running well below capacity on outpatient procedures. Ellis Medicine said the move is still in the planning stages, so details are not certain, but the move is expected to result in minimal or no job reductions and be completed in the first 6 months of 2020.
Finally, speaking of the State of the State, the issue of bail reform, some wiggle room now, it looks like, among the governor and other state leaders on making some adjustments. We have a story about a Saratoga man who was arrested on a domestic strangulation charge. You pick it up from there.
A Milton man arrested early Sunday on felony charges in a domestic violence case was arrested again Monday after he was released and showed up at the victim's home, authorities said. While the man, Justin A. Peters, had been released under the supervision of pretrial services without having had to post bail, the case does not fall under recent bail reforms as the judge had discretion to set bail. The top charges filed, criminal contempt and strangulation, do not fall on a list of charges that now require release without bail. Peter's second arrest, however, led to the defendant being ordered held on $50,000 bail, officials said.
Jeff Wilkin, longtime veteran journalist for the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. You can read these stories and much more at dailygazette.com. Jeff, we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave.